I'm joined by a victorious Tyrone minor manager, Raymond Monroe. Raymond, 7 points down. It's not good for the nerves. I don't know how you feel, but it was exciting stuff on the terraces and on the stand.
Wasn't that exciting where I was, Paddy, to be quite honest. But, can't sing enough praises to the fellas out in the field there. Every fella that come on that field today, you know, give of his utmost. And, you know, at half time it didn't look good for certain, even into the second half. It hit the post, you know, from the very throw-in, like the first kick that Richie hit. And he just said it's one of those days. You know, even the very first free we hit in the first half, Ronan hit the post on that. Mayo scored 3 points in the trot. And we got the goal then. But, you know, it doesn't, but the game 62, well, it was 62 minutes long there today, Paddy, and the important thing is, as long as the players keep believing, it doesn't matter what we, you know, we might think that the game's away from us, but players kept believing there today, and thankfully we got the result.
Did you really think at 7 points down there was maybe no way back for Tyrone?
I knew it needed something special. To be honest, I knew it was going to need 3-pointers. Now, to get a couple of them, I didn't, you know, Richie's one was buying out of the blue. Like, Ryan, I thought, had the most sure opportunity. The keeper pulled off a great save. And then Dara come on, and Dara's Dara. I know he can do that so many times. But that's what your panel's about. And, you know, today them scores come about. We needed a bit of luck. We got it. And that means we're in a learning final.
Stephen Tierney played a pivotal role for you today as well. Thomas Canavan dropped in as well. Maybe just didn't work out for him, but he's were able to make the changes. And as you've often said, Raymond, throughout the whole campaign, the panel, it's all about the panel, and they were utilised to the full today.
Certainly were utilised to the full. You know, Tommy's problem was Tommy picked up an ankle injury before half time and he was struggling. And, you know, it sort of plays out there in the tempo of that game. Wasn't a place to have a man who was carrying an injury. You know, but you try to make changes and you wonder, days are they going to work? And we made a lot of changes there, even positional changes to try, and we just weren't getting it in the middle third of the field. And, you know, the changes all worked. That's where we come strong, and then we started to break very much out of that quarter. But all that work was no good unless we got the scores. And, you know, Ronan O'Neill there was immense up for John McCullough, Dara Donnelly when they came in. But every man, as you say, the 20 I used the other day, played their part. Even down to Mark McReynolds, pulled off a great save there too. And as you rightly say, Connor Clark came in there to act as a goalkeeper as well. But that's it. You know, you've got to put your body in the line if you want to be champions. And thankfully, we had the people today to do it.
There was no doubt in those closing seconds when that effort came in. McReynolds pulled off a save, a double save. Shane McGarty and Clark on the line as well. Everybody threw themselves at it. And that's, as you say, that's what you need if you're going to be All-Ireland champions. That's up next, of course. Another day out here at Croke Park. A third in the 1 year. Not bad.
No, certainly it's a great place to be, Paddy. I haven't had a chance to talk to the fellas yet. You know, this is their first opportunity playing in the Ireland final. You know, when we look back and we brought it up there in the dressing room today, playing Dublin in the Ulster Minor League, you know, that's how bad we can be. And we can always go there again. It's a matter of getting our minds right that we never allow ourselves to go there. And, you know, All Ireland final says itself. You know, we set ourselves a goal after the Ulster Championship. It was going to be 3 matches, 3 hurdles. Now we've 2 of them overcame at the present minute, and we're now to the big, most important one, because that's the one where the winner takes all. And, you know, we've a lot of work to do before, but it's a great place to be, and it's a great challenge to go for.
And now the players are experienced, and of course yourself and Cahill, well experienced too. You've been here before.
Yeah, well, that's about the only thing. But, you know, we're not actually playing, I suppose. We'll bring all the experience we have from 08 and that to try and guard them against the pitfalls there. But again, you know, we'll be emphasising, listen here, fellas, the managers are in the most important place, and that's inside the 4 weight lanes, and that's why they must take on that responsibility. And, you know, I think they've been doing that up to now, so very, very happy to be in the Ireland final again, Paddy, and very happy for the lads. I think we're there, you know, the game's always about 60 minutes long, not 30, and we've been in our second half performance, got us that result, so very, very happy overall.
And of course, double good news today, the minor hurlers have won their All-Ireland C title.
Well, there you are, and even a wee bit of inspiration yesterday, you know, that the ladies won as well and watched it on television. And, you know, anything's possible when people put their minds to it, you know, and there we are, all in all, a good weekend for everyone that's wearing the Tyrone colours. So, you know, unfortunately the seniors aren't here today to put the thing on to another stage, but, you know, we'll carry the mantle now. And thankfully, you know, we're out on the 18th of September again, and we're looking forward to it very much.